This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A letter signed by many Republican members of Congress and sent to the White House last week lays out many concerns about the president's recently imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Representative Dan Newhouse says we need to learn from history when imposing what amounts to taxes on trade partners.
A lot of times, the targets of retaliatory trade reactions happen to be agricultural products. And so people in Central Washington are absolutely aware and concerned of what could transpire because of these actions. And so I just wanted to join with my colleagues to make sure that the administration was aware of that.
Newhouse says a high percentage of our production is exported.
Over 90% of the wheat crop is exported. A lot of the other commodities and products that we produce definitely depend on a strong export market. So there's a lot at stake here, and everyone involved in this needs to be aware of that.
Newhouse says it hurts many who've done nothing wrong.
Those countries that do engage in unfair trading practices have to be held accountable, and we do need to address that. I just don't think that penalizing our trading partners that are playing by the rules is the proper avenue.
Newhouse says as recently as 2016, our state produced and exported $7 billion worth of food and agricultural goods, making us one of the largest exporters in the U.S.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.